T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Was the surgery of Michael Thomas, causing him to miss several games, projected to miss several games, had surgery last month. I'm going to play for you the bite from Mickey Loomis and then Sean Payton's reaction to the very same question, which is, you know, the timing of Michael Thomas's surgery. I'm going to play Mickey Loomis first, and then we'll get to Sean Payton, and then Bobby and I will, again, react to it once again. And maybe you haven't heard this before, so or yet today. So here we go. Here's Mickey about Mike Thomas.
I'm not going to talk a lot about that other than to say, you know, I'll say a couple things on it, and then I don't think we'll say anything more on it. The first is, look, Mike had the injury. We all know about that, the high ankle sprain. It was treated conservatively during the season. You know, he came back. He played in the last two preseason game or last two postseason games. Excuse me. Still had a few issues after the season. Look, it was decided that he was going to treat that conservatively, and I think we all had an expectation that would heal and he'd be fine coming into camp this year. But we get to the mini camp and obviously it wasn't quite right. So we had to make a call and collectively made the call to have the surgery in June. Look, obviously if we, you know, with hindsight, we would have preferred that surgery to be earlier, in February or March, but it wasn't. It is what it is. And hopefully he's had a good result so far, and hopefully we'll get him back sooner rather than later.
That was Saints general manager Mickey Loomis. Bobby, you wanted to comment before we get to Sean?
What? I mean, Mickey was being extremely nice. When you're paying Michael Thomas what the Saints are paying them, why in the hell he thinks he's in control? I mean, to me, now, he came back, because I think Michael Thomas is a tough player. But he should not be in control of his contribution in the future for 2021 season in the rehab. No, I'm telling you, when the Saints were out of the postseason after the 2020 season, we're addressing this. We're going to get this high ankle sprain dealing with ligaments. We're going to get this fixed. Not putting in Christian. Maybe it's different today. I don't know. But that would never have happened old school. The team would have been more in control of that. This is what we're doing, and this is what's going to occur. That is blasphemy. That to me, and I'm for the players. You know I'm for the players because I still think that much is given, much is required. You get paid, you get compensated, that you have to give something back. This is no way that Michael Thomas should have missed any games to start the 2021 season as far as the rehab. Now you can have a setback, and you never know. But to say that all of a sudden the Saints are going to start the season, it might be 4 or 5 games, then we have the open day, and then he's going to come back? What? He has to be ready to roll come September. And that's why, to me, that is fair. I think I am fair. I think I'm objective from a management or a player's perspective that I am not on Michael Thomas's side in that regard as far as what has occurred, where we at right now with his ankle surgery and the whole rehab.
All right, you heard Mickey Loomis. Now listen to a much more terse Sean Payton. much more a little aggravated.
Well, he's keeping it real.
Yeah. Here we go.
Well, look, it appears we're going to have to spend some time without him. It's disappointing, and we'll work through it with the other players that are here. But the surgery took place, and obviously, you know, we would have liked that to have happened earlier than later. And quite honestly, it should have.
Can you explain? I mean, was there a lack of communication in between?
Nope.
Or
nope. I'm going to leave it at that.
And I noticed you guys haven't added a lot at the receiver position. There's a report that you added Chris Hogan. I don't know if you can confirm that or not, but are you comfortable with the current depth that you have, or do you think that's a position you'll continue to look to add to?
Yeah, look, the guys we have, we think we've got a number of guys that have played quite a bit. We'll always pay close attention to the roster and kind of go from there. But I couldn't say today that all of a sudden that's something. There's other pressing positions ahead of that position.
Like the damn cornerback, interior defensive line. Why in the hell are we worried about Michael Thomas in a wide receiver position? We should not be in this position going into training camp. That is factual. That is the damn truth. That right now, why are we even worried about how we've compensated Michael Thomas? We thought that would be a position of strength to go into training camp, and we worried about who's the damn receiver. We worried about who's the cornerback or interior D lineman. Come on. Or who's going to compliment Demario Davis?
Who? I want to play Mickey one more time because I think he tells you something. Listen carefully. I think it'll tell you a lot. If there's a debate about if this was a medical staff issue or whether it was Mike Thomas's decision, let's listen to Mickey one more time.
I'm not going to talk a lot about that other than to say, I'll say a couple things on it, and then I don't think we'll say anything more on it. The first is, look, Mike had the injury. We all know about that, the high ankle sprain. It was treated conservatively during the season. You know, he came back. He played in the last two preseason games, or last two postseason games, excuse me. Still had a few issues after the season. Look, it was decided that he was going to treat that conservatively. And I think we all had an expectation that would heal and he'd be fine coming into camp this year. But, we get to the mini camp and obviously it wasn't quite right. So we had to make a call and collectively made the call to have the surgery in June. Look, obviously, if we, with hindsight, we would have preferred that surgery to be earlier, in February or March, but it wasn't. It is what it is, and hopefully he's had a good result so far, and hopefully we'll get him back sooner rather than later.
It was decided, creating a little distance between the organization and a player. What I mean by that is, Mickey could have said, "We decided." It wasn't we.
Ain't no
it,
damn it was we. It. Ain't no damn we.
It was decided.
No, ain't no damn we. If it was we, this thing would happen as soon as you lose, you're out of the postseason, you get this fixed within the week, and then you rehab. No, man, that's a bunch of BS. I mean, listen, I'm on the same side right there, I'm telling you, and I'm usually for the players. Michael Thomas, he took advantage of opportunity. He got his feelings hurt in the past. I mean, come on, Michael Thomas. Now, you know what Michael Thomas needs to do? When he comes back, whether it be early October or whatever, kick ass and show you that you warrant your salary and to be amongst the best. And then you have leverage, whether it's with the Saints or another NFL team.
If you're on hold, sit tight. We'll come to you also when we return. We'll explore who's out there, who's available at cornerback, wide receiver, defensive line.
We'll like talk about Geno it. Atkins?
Yeah, we'll talk about it next.
Gene's son?
Here on Sports Talk on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.